Personally, I think a public debate of anything of this nature is a fundamental part of our democracy, having these conversations in public, in the open, so everything's recorded on Hansard. What I'm quite confused about myself is I've had conversations with members who voted against the debate, I think because they didn't necessarily like the content of the plan. That's their call, but actually I'm not in favour really of somebody turning around and saying, well, I don't want to debate this because I don't like it. Actually, the right thing to do in those circumstances is to have the debate, make your case, convince other members to side with you, and then make the changes or whatever it is as a result from that process. Where we are at the moment, I think, is the plan is still tabled for two more debate. I think it will be debated now in February, but it will be the same debate that we were going to have this week. So that's where I'm a little bit confused, I think, is I'm not really sure what the upside really of moving that debate a month is going to be, other than it might have an impact on government work streams, in that there's loads of things that I was very keen to crack on with, I think, which is the message that came through from the public quite clearly, that get on with some of this stuff. And now I'm a little bit nervous myself in proceeding with some things on the basis that, well, there's a small risk that Timbal might tell me not to do that. And that's kind of where I'm sitting as a minister now, thinking, well, I really want to move on with some of these things. And actually, that's the instruction I've given to my departmental teams. Let's just crack on and see what happens, because I'd rather be criticised for doing something than for not doing something, if that makes sense.